Our next guest here has a lot to say about happiness and how to get it. We found her right outside a studio where she was digging through some dumpsters. Here's someone who's down on their luck. Everyone, give it up for Bella!
It's Bellera, actually. Thank you for taking me in, Miss Airy. It really means a lot to me to be here at... What is this again?
Right. This is my podcast. I am Miss Airy, and you are listening to the Misery Podcast. Today we are talking about happiness and how to obtain it. So tell me, Bella, what makes you happy?
You're awfully chipper considering your name, Miss Airy, but I'll humour you. I enjoy deep conversation and long walks on the beach.
Ooh. 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 You suck. Ooh. Go home.
Wait right there. This is not a dating show, so try not to sound like your old run-of-the-mill Tinder bio.
Right, sorry. The thing with happiness is that it's kind of hard to explain. Are we ever truly happy?
Is this a family-friendly show, so try not to sound too depressed, please.
Oh, right, fuck, sorry. How would you define happiness?
In my opinion, it's all about the attitude. Look at me, for example. I try not to let myself be defined by my name, and always look on the bright side of life.
You sound like a Monty Python film, and are kind of evading my question, but okay, I'll try. To me, happiness is a state of complete contentment. You know, those moments of solitude in the shade, the sunlight glittering on the small waves of a stream running through a clearing? It's in the laughter you share with friends, in the wind that cools your sunburned skin. One second it's there, and then, in the blink of an eye, it's gone as quickly as it came, and you find nothing but the longing to turn back time to those fleeting moments again, because they're never coming back, and you never feel like you truly relished and appreciated them when you could.
Alright then.
Yeah.
Okay, how would you go about attaining said happiness?
Oh, that's a good question. Memories, I think. Sometimes I look back at my life and I remember the people I hold dear and the times we shared. It's bittersweet.
So you prefer living in the past? I'd rather live in the here and now. I believe this is the only way to achieve real happiness. It's only when you have a goal in mind and work with endless effort that you have a realistic chance of ever acquiring that contentment you so crave.
That's a bit condescending, don't you think? It's live and let live, Miss Airy. Are you just hiding behind your friendly facade? And by the way, since when does remembering the things you love mean that you have no goal in life?
Since this is my podcast with my name in it.
Oh, that makes sense. Seems fair. Sorry.
Tell me again, Bella. What exactly were you doing by the dumpsters? Were you looking for those precious memories of yours?
As a matter of fact, I lost my lucky charm.
Well, I noticed your lack of charm. What is your lucky charm?
Ha ha. If you're so smart, why don't you try to explain what happiness actually is to you? When are you truly happy? And none of that esoteric attitude bullcrap, please.
Turning the tables? Huh, are we? Happiness for me is achieving the goals I have set for myself. It is that one moment of realization that I finally got what I deserve, because I've been working my butt off for it. Happiness is like a drug for me. I cannot get enough of it. That is why I'm always striving for another goal which brings me further in life. They say no one is perfect, but I'm so close already. And when I finally get there, my future is set and my happiness is absolute.
Isn't this need for perfection kind of exhausting? Can't you just be happy with who you are and what you have achieved so far? It sounds like with your way, there's no guarantee for true happiness.
I hadn't thought of it this way before. But you're not wrong, I suppose. I can already be happy with what I have achieved in life. I mean, look at me. I am young, attractive, independent, and to top it all off, I also run a very successful podcast. There are people wishing they were half of what I currently am.
That's not quite what I meant, but you know what? Good for you. Times are tough. Everyone is having a rough time right now with the virus and other stuff, so if that's what it takes to be a little positive for once, go for it.
maybe happiness is not for one single person to define. Maybe happiness is a concept that everyone needs to define for themselves, and no one has the right to judge others for the definition of it.
And maybe we should just work on being kind to ourselves and on being a better person to make it easier for others to be happy, instead of always being so hard on everyone, ourselves included. Try not to push yourself too hard though, Miss Eri. Taking a break is absolutely fine and sometimes very necessary in order to maintain your well-being, mental health included.
I don't think I've ever taken a real break in my life before. I always had something that I felt needed to be accomplished, no matter what. How should I fill the void in my life when I don't have something that needs to be done?
I feel like you're running away from something. Maybe you're trying to keep yourself occupied in order to avoid being alone with your thoughts. Do you have someone to talk to? Someone you could ask for help?
No, actually. I've always found others to be annoying and a bother. I thought if you cannot do something alone, you're useless, weak.
Yikes.
Anyways, this is all the time we have for today. Let's hear from our sponsors. Thank you for listening and give it up one last time for our lovely and pathetic guest, Bella.
Yay! Woo!
To